New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Short disclaimer. This podcast is in no way affiliated with the Stars production or Diana Gabaldon. All views expressed are solely our own.
Welcome to the Outlander podcast,
where the men are kilted, the women are winsome,
and the whiskey is neat.
Welcome to the third episode of the Outlander podcast. I'm Ginger.
And I'm Summer, and we are in love with all things Outlander.
First, we'd like to give a quick shout-out to our new hosting platform, audioboo.com. Audioboo has some exciting features that we look forward to exploring, and we will talk about some of those in a future episode.
Perfect. We love you, Audioboo.
Yes, we do. Is everyone listening? Are you ready? Claire Watch is over. It's really, truly over.
I'm kind of sad. I mean, I think the casting is great, and I think they did a really good job, but I'm kind of sad. Kind of sad it's over. I mean, now what's left? Well, there's stuff left still, but...
What did I say last week about we would look back in 6 months on this time of Claire Watch and look at it as a fond memory where fans were being brought together, and you said, no. We're only not even a week out, and you're already looking back a little fondly, which I think were kind of my exact words.
I'm not even looking back fondly. I don't think fondly is the term I would use. It's just the excitement of checking on Twitter every day. I mean, she was like the last big one. Like, there's still people left to be cast. Like, there's Jenny, there's Ian, there's Gelly, there's...
Lyra.
Yes, I don't even... Or, I'm glad you did that because I can't pronounce her name.
Lyra, however it's pronounced.
Leg hair, they call her online.
Some people have said leg whore.
I haven't heard that one.
I've heard a few.
Point being, there's still people left to be cast, but none of them will have the same
impact
as us waiting on bated breath for like weeks for them to find a Claire. But I'm glad they took as long as they did because honestly, I think she's pretty darn perfect.
Yeah, there was a... I remember... I
guess we should put her name out.
Oh, go ahead.
I think it's Katrina Balfi.
Balfi?
I don't know. Maybe we'll call it Balfi.
Or we could just say, as someone pointed out, CB. Same initials as Claire Beecham.
That's right. I still in my head want to call Beauchamp.
But yes, when we were as... Okay, I'll say how... Okay, this is one of those moments. I'm not equating it at all to big baddies, big sad times like the JFK assassination or anything like that. I'm not comparing...
Where is this going?
You'll see. You'll see. I'm not saying they're equal at all. But I think I will always remember where I was when I saw that Claire image scroll down my iPhone. Because Twitter was being... Oh no, I almost said Twitter was being a twatter. But I don't think... I don't think I'm allowed to say that. Twitter was not being very nice. Or the
actually,
connection...
Actually, it's kind of funny. Twitter's a twatter. That's kind of... I kind of like it, actually.
Okay, no more then. Okay. Tuesday night, I was, along with many other fans, waiting next to my phone, plugged in at school. I had to go to check out a book that's only available. You cannot take it from the premises. So I had to go there and do some reading and take some notes. I was there. I found a computer against the wall, on the wall that had an outlet. I'm like, I'm desperate. I need to do it. My phone's going to die. Plugged my phone in, got the book out, started taking notes every few minutes or seconds. Who am I kidding? Checking the phone. And kept looking. It was like 6:30, 6:35, 6:40. I was like, did I miss Claire? Wait, no, 6, right? Not 6:30. Sorry. 6 p.m. supposedly.
Are you talking about the night that it wasn't announced?
Yes. So maybe this is one of those things where I will always remember where I was when Claire wasn't announced, first of all. And I'll remember where I was when she was announced. When she wasn't announced, I was at school with a book, but there wasn't any new cast member. And there was no announcement, so... Without talking about the particulars.
No, but what I will say...
It was just a little... I was a little surprised.
I guess I wasn't that surprised because we'd gone that as far as we had gone without having any kind of an announcement. But the next day, when she did announce it, at first, it was just like, it almost felt like a throwaway. Like, she did build up to it. There was like 5 or 6 tweets before she finally did it.
It was like, Diana, wait, Diana, come on now. Diana, really? Really? We know Sam teases, but this is just, after not having it last night and us expecting it, now you're like trying to, I don't know, but you're just toying with us.
But what was interesting about it was that I couldn't tell what she was trying to announce at first.
Me either.
Because it sounded like she was telling us she wasn't going to announce more. Like she'd been called back again, but she was just describing what had happened the night before. Yeah. But I couldn't tell that at first. And I was like, is she coming on here to tell us she's not going to tell us anything? Because she might as well just not tell us anything. But then once I realized, no, she's going to give us who Claire is. I immediately texted Ginger and I was like, you need to get on Twitter. You need to get on Twitter. Whatever you're doing right now, stop and get on Twitter because it's coming.
And this was, I remember. It was Wednesday, right? Oh my gosh, yes, I will. The one day, the one time. Did I see the announcement? Yes, I did. We've waited so long. Why couldn't it have happened any other day? The one day I had to be during the day at a training away from, I could take my phone, but I had there was no outlet. My phone was, on like 20%, 10%. I don't know how I got to scroll the Claire picture up. So I was able to see it. It was just, it was not like a punch in the stomach. I'm not going to say that. But when I saw her in, if I'm not mistaken, the first image that DG posted was the one of her straight onto the camera, hair kind of half up, half down in that plaid shirt.
Yeah.
A little bit of the breath was knocked out of me.
I think, and you can scroll back through your text to verify this if you need to, but I'm pretty sure that the first thing I said was, she's perfect. She's perfect. Like, there was such a feeling of, like, relief.
Relief, yes.
Such, like, overwhelming relief when that picture went up. And I was like, oh, she looks just like I thought she was going to look like.
It's weird to say, but kind of, yeah. Let's get it out there. We know the eyes aren't whiskey. It's a pretty rare color. The only time I've seen that, I'm not saying they don't exist elsewhere. The only time I've seen that is from Michelle Dockery, who plays Lady Mary on Downton Abbey. If you saw that picture that the same photographer who took Sam's gorgeous photos, Faye Thomas, I believe, she posted one of her photos of Michelle Dockery was put on a magazine called The Lady Magazine or something to that effect. But if you look, Michelle Dockery's eyes are stunning. I mean, they are liquid amber. They're gorgeous.
In this day and age, when I hear people complain about actors' eye color and hair color, it's like I'm watching a House Hunters episode where they're complaining about paint. And I'm like, come on, guys. This is cosmetic. This is not a big deal. That should not be the make-all, break-all of an actor's casting. Not in this day and age.
Number one, happy to hear a name. Number two, relieved that the whole thing is relieved that the waiting, the tension is resolved. But not just resolved that, oh my gosh, I'm so glad it's over, but resolved with such a wonderful ending. I have had nothing but confidence in the production team, in the casting, all of those involved. Stars has not let us down. And I think if they can do so much with our Jamie and Claire and Mrs. Fitz, come on.
Yeah.
I think she's the biggest ringer of them all. She's the dead ringer, excuse me. She is as much as I like Claire, as much as I love our Jamie, Mrs. Fitz, come on.
That picture came up when they cast her and I went, duh. I was like, of course they cast her.
Yeah. There's not much more to say about that except for that was pretty perfect.
So I kind of want to know if Diana's getting jealous of the flirting going on between Katrina and Sam now on Twitter because...
Are they flirting?
Yeah, like they did a little bit. Like when she was announced, like he was like, oh, there you are, Sassanach. And he was kind of going back and forth with her and he's been posting all these like nice complimentary things towards her. And I'm wondering if Diana's maybe getting a little jealous that Shooks is a little more preoccupied now that he's found his Claire.
Well, she has had him kind of to herself. No, I'm sure that it's more the merrier with both of them finally cast. Diana doesn't know, but at least she said she doesn't know. I don't know if we will ever be able to see their audition videos.
You know, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed.
But sometimes those
for
types
the DVDs.
Of, yes, sometimes those types of things are released as extras. What do you call them?
Stars, if you're listening, please put this on the DVD extras. We want to see them.
Or at least on some director's cut or something that people pay an extra $20 for, because those of us who have been on Claire Watch, and there was no Jamie Watch. It was shabam. There's Jamie. So pretty much this whole watch, Outlander Watch anything, started with our hello, there's Jamie. And then it was all up until this past Wednesday. And we continue to be on Outlander Watch.
I think we've shifted.
Yes, we've shifted from Claire Watch.
From quasi Outlander Watch / Claire Watch with emphasis on Claire Watch to we're full on just Outlander Watch now. So I think, I'm still excited to see who else is cast, because there are still some major castings to be done.
And we'll each podcast will include, to the best of our ability, each round, if you will, any new casting announcements that have been made since our last podcast.
Correct.
It's exciting because if you think about what does Outlander Watch mean? It means anything and everything involved with the series, production, casting, anything, anything connected to it. But this could be something that could last. We could be on Outlander Watch for 8 years, Summer.
Not really, because year it would be like we're on
DIA Watch.
DIA Watch.
No, that I still. It's the even though
I mean, it's
going to have a different
name.
It's going to be called Outlander Dragonfly and Amber. Yeah, colon Schmolin. Who knows? Were there any other announcements? Wasn't there one more?
We did get our Murtaugh
as Scott's role, or at least flip their R's. I will say. My guess is it might be pronounced sometimes Murtaugh. Either way, our Murtaugh or Murtaugh
has been cast by a gentleman with the name of Duncan. And it looks like a French last name. And if it were French, it would be pronounced.
Well, okay now. The last name is Lacroix.
Okay.
French Lacroix.
He is another Game of Thrones alum.
Wait, another. Who's the other? Oh, gosh.
Seriously?
I'm so sorry. The lovely Archer, or non-Archer. our beautiful Tobias Mingus? I still want to say Menses or Menses. I know that's wrong. I think it's Mingus, but I just
hope it's Mingus, because, you know, when I think of Menzies, do you know what I think of when I think of Menzies?
Well, I have to say, yes, I understand, but I have to say that if it is, I'm not saying his name is this, but when I was in Scotland, one of the words I learned a lot of slang, right? Scots, I should say. One of the words that I learned was mingin. If something or someone is, I don't want to say ugly, but maybe not pleasant.
To look at or
pretty,
as personality?
No, pretty much to look at.
Okay.
I heard a younger guy call a girl who is maybe not the most fit girl, call her mingin. And I thought, ooh, that's not very nice. I don't know if it's Mingus?
Why are you looking at me?
I'm trying to get you to say it. So it's either Menses or
Menzies. Mingus?
Or Mingus. There you go. Okay, that's enough. I'm so sorry. Tobias, if you ever hear this, sorry. We never claim to
be. We'll learn and be better. But right now you're...
Yes, I'm still waiting to hear it perfectly pronounced. But so yes, we have our Claire, and we have our Murtaugh.
So I do want to say that as all of the production staff that are on Twitter have been posting about their packing and leaving for Scotland, I'm getting more and more envious of
all of these
people. It's a little
unfair, yeah.
I'm like, man, I want to go.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm going to save some money. It's going to happen. I don't know when and I don't know how, but I will save some money and we can try to make another trip out of this.
Somehow. I think, especially if we get our 8 seasons or however many, 8, 10, however many books that end up, and if we get all seasons or at least 4 or 5, I'm sure we'll be able to make
it. Well,
Diana
has like 8 years to finish the book she's writing right now.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get 2 snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
She has 8 years then to write the next book.
Correct. Which is supposedly the last one.
I don't even want to contemplate a world in which Diana Gabaldon is not writing the next Jamie and Claire book.
I know.
So let's just not.
That's true. It's been like, wow.
It's been like so long that I don't even want to go there.
Okay.
So a little bit of exciting news. We now have our own domain.
Does that mean we're mistresses of our own domain?
Well, I can only speak for myself, but I would say that indeed I am the mistress of my own domain.
Okay.
Anywho, we can now be found at www.outlanderpod.com. And it'll still take you to all of the same content. It's just easier to remember, easier to type, and I think just sounds a lot better.
I think so. And that kind of is a good lead-in for the next thing I wanted to briefly mention, and that is the graphic that we use.
Yes.
The graphic that we use on, right now, it's being used on Twitter and Audioboo, on our Audioboo channel, yes. It will be incorporated into the blog, but we wanted to talk a little bit about where it came from. When I was studying in Scotland, on the same trip that I discussed in the last episode to Inverness, I took an evening walk, not the same night that I went on the Davy the Ghost night tour, night walk. I went for a walk along the river Ness on my own, and just about twilight. By the time I was done, I had turned around and to go back to the hostel. It was full dark. The lights were out. The stars were out. The lights were out. Lights were on. And I turned around to look at the river again, and I took a picture of the river. So you could see the bending, windy river, the lights of the buildings on either side of the river reflecting in the river. And it was a really pretty picture. And I sent it to some friends and family, and Summer got a hold of it. And was it a birthday present or Christmas? It was Christmas, right?
I think it was Christmas.
Must have been Christmas. Because when I came home, I think during January break or something, I think that's when you gave it to me. Summer, unbeknownst to me as a gift, she painted this picture of the, what did we call it? Oh, I called it, or she called it at some point. It came to be called Inverness by Night.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken. I took a picture. I shared it with some family and friends. And then for a Christmas present, I got this painting. How big would you say the canvas is?
It's probably like 2 feet wide by like 1.5 feet tall.
Okay.
It's not a giant.
No, it's not. It's not big at all. But when we were starting the podcast, we didn't know, honestly, what image to use. And Summer thought, okay, we were thinking, well, let's look at the pictures from Scotland, both of our trips. Anything that, nothing too kitschy, but something that is pretty, that could be kind of, you know, used for a while and not get old. Something unique that not everyone would have.
Well, when picking a picture or an image to use online, you have to be careful. You have to pick something that's not copyrighted, doesn't own.
Well, that's why
you don't want to end up getting in trouble for it later. So when I remember that she had it up on the wall, I was like, hey, we own this.
Yeah, technically I do. But you created it. So we know that not only do we own it, we know who created it. So there's no question of, and the photo that the painting that the photo was based on was taken by me. Basically, we know the entire provenance of this painting. So Summer took a photo of it, brought it in, and I said, you know what? That's kind of pretty. And if you see our, it's not on Twitter, it's just the image. But on Audioboo, Summer made a, I think, is a beautiful banner with the name of the podcast as well as the URL overlaid on this banner, on a wide shot, part of the shot.
What I like about the banner is that when I go back and look at the painting, I see all of my mistakes. So I was like, well, I'm just going to cut the best bits out of this portrait and make that the banner. So that was kind of nice. Actually, I think it actually turned out really good. I was actually surprised with myself.
I was very happy. Well, the funny thing is, when I got the painting for Christmas, I looked at it and I think I knew pretty much right away what it was, didn't I?
Well, it
did I have to?
Pretty close.
We will have to share, I guess, share that image too.
Put them side by side.
Some might, yeah. Because it really is, I mean, it's stunning. It was so unexpected to get that painting, and it was just uncanny. But speaking of things we have in our podcast or on different social media and our host site, and soon to be on our blog, another thing we wanted to mention, although we did mention it in the blog post last episode, was our intro and outro music. The song is called, and I hope I don't get this wrong, She Walked Through the Fair. If I get it wrong, I will update it. But I believe it's She Walked Through the Fair. And it was by the group Slantcha on their album A Cup of Tea. But when I tried to look up the group, I could not find anything about it. In a little bit of research, I found out that the group Slantcha changed their name to Mooncoin. Now, the group Mooncoin is on Twitter, and they have a website. I have contacted them, but I have not heard back from them. Oh, here she has it. Ah, not She Walked Through the Fair. She Moved Through the Fair. And we've gotten a little bit of feedback about the music, and I have to say, when we listened to a number of things before choosing the music for the podcast, and it was very, for some reason, this one just stayed with us. I find it, I don't know what Summer's, besides thinking it's pretty or whatnot, my opinion of the music is that it's pretty, it's a little, maybe not sad, it's maybe a tiny bit melancholy, I don't know, but I really am attracted to beautiful melancholy, that kind of stuff. But
it makes me think of Braveheart
a little bit,
and anything that makes me think of Braveheart makes me think of Scotland. So I'm sure if you're an Outlander fan, which I'm sure all of you are, and if you're on Twitter, I'm sure you've already seen this post that Diana posted. I believe it was yesterday or the day before. Time is irrelevant because I don't know when you're going to listen to this. Anyway, but it was just a really sweet post that really just got me in my heart spot. So my heart spot.
In your heart, okay.
In the fields, as some people put it.
In the fields?
In the fields. It's in my fields. Lots of fields.
I'm not in the fields.
Too many fields.
No, I thought it was fields with the D.
No. Okay. Fields. F-E-E-L-S.
You caught me in my fields, girl.
Yeah, you got me.
Okay, so I don't want to read the whole post because I'm not sure about... I mean, it's Twitter, but it's still something that herself wrote. But she basically touched on the fact that they're Sam Heughan and Katrina Balfe have fan sites, and their fans have names, Hooligans and Catriots, if I'm not mistaken. And someone asked her what she would call her fans. And she wrote a beautiful post and ended it with that she would call her fans friends. And I thought, what better reflects the way we feel about the books, the way we as fans feel about the books, about Jamie and Claire.
Oh, yeah.
We know they're fictional. Okay, hello.
No, they're not. No, they're not. You take that back.
Sorry. We know they're fictional, but they, as so many wonderful posts have been made on Twitter that I've read about how the books have served so many people of getting them through or accompanying them through difficult times. Because it gives them something else to look forward to or something else to follow to help take their mind off of something. So I guess you could say they're a good distraction in the best kind of way. But also, they're so enveloping. I think that's why they're so successful. They're great books. It's a great story. She's a tremendously gifted researcher and writer and storyteller. And it sucks you in. And
Well, so much attention.
And it makes you want to follow them forever.
There's so much attention to detail, and it's not just little things, it's everything. Like, it's not just details about the characters, it's details about the time, it's mm-hmm. details about the era, it's mm-hmm. details about different random tiny places and countries we've never been to. I mean, there's so much detail put into everything mm-hmm. that you literally feel transported to that place. And these people aren't just people, these people are your friends. I mean, you care about what happens to them. You care deeply about what happens to them. I mean, I know that when a book ends and she leaves it with a big cliffhanger, I'm concerned. I'm concerned for the next 4 years because that's how long it'll take for the next book to come out. So I guess my next question is, if she calls us friends, can we call her our friend?
I think I would definitely consider the books our friends. But I think I'd consider Ms. Gabaldon a kindred spirit. And Jamie and Claire would be our friends too.
Well, call Jamie and Claire whatever you want. They're not real people.
Don't say that.
Okay. But they just can't talk back. To us, at least.
Okay, that's true.
So if Diana Gabaldon responds to one of your tweets on Twitter, could you then consider her an acquaintance?
No.
A Twitter acquaintance?
I guess a Twitter acquaintance.
And I guess big thing is if she followed you back. Like, if she followed you back on Twitter, you guys must be, like, super good friends.
She keeps her tweeps tight.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who you have to murder to become one of her friends, but it's a very small number, so.
Oh, but that's good. The more people she follows means there are more people she's probably in contact with.
Correct.
Okay, fair. The more people she's in contact with, the more time she's spending potentially contacting them. If she is contacting
Diana,
people...
Diana, get off Twitter. Get back on your books. Start
she
writing.
She needs to finish Moby. And so we're happy that she keeps it to a tight group.
All right. You can call us your friend, but please go back to writing the book.
That's fair.
So I will say that I think that Diana is the most responsive of any of the authors that I follow on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know any other author that responds so willingly and so detailed in some cases to her fans. I've always loved that about her. I love that she's snarky. I love that she'll just tell you and she makes no qualms about trying to be nice.
And she'll call you out. Not in a mean way.
No, I'm not saying she's mean in any way, shape, or form, or even
rude.
I
think she's kind. And if she has to, if something is being corrected, she's classy about it.
She is, but I love her bluntness.
Yes, that's true.
And I love her directness.
Yes.
And I love her willingness to tell somebody that they're wrong.
Well, I just love the fact that, and I don't know her personal proclivities, but I love the fact, if I'm not mistaken, for example, she will not use the F word, but if she's quoting someone or quoting something, she will. And that just makes me giggle.
And the F word makes you giggle?
No, her.
That, the context in which she uses it.
The whole thing about not using it but using it if it's someone else's word.
If you're going to quote somebody, you got to quote them right.
Well, especially with that word.
Well, of course.
Which we're not going to say.
No.
On another note, the cat people have arrived.
The cat people?
Yes. So, Sam has a cat.
Oh. I think, where are you going with this?
Sam, I think he has a cat. But when asked if he was a dog or cat person, he said, or he preferred cats. So there's one. Katrina has a cat.
Yep. Apparently her cat's name is Eddie.
So Katrina has a cat. Sam has a cat. And guess what? I have two cats. Their nicknames are Buzzy or Buzz Buzz and Couscous. And I just think it's kind of neat. Well, I'm happy. It's a good omen. Anyway, so I'm just happy that we have some cat people.
So Katrina posted, I think yesterday, that she's on her way to Scotland. So it's starting.
Yes. As in the hashtag Sam often uses, the clan is truly gathering.
Well, that about wraps up our third episode of the Outlander podcast.
Thank you so much for listening. We look forward to our next episode.
Thank you to our generous audio host, audioboom.com.
Our Audioboom channel is www.audioboom.com/channel/OutlanderPod. Visit our website at www.outlanderpod.com. Follow us on Twitter at OutlanderPod. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/OutlanderPod. Or email us at outlanderpod@gmail.com.